WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another day on Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and today we're diving deep into something that's super crucial, especially in this crazy world we live in, self-awareness. You know, ever feel like you're just reacting to life instead of truly living it? Like a pinball bouncing around a machine, never quite landing on its feet? That's where self-awareness comes in, my friends. It's your superpower to understand your thoughts, feelings, motivations, and even those sneaky little patterns that hold you back. Think of it like having an inner GPS that guides you towards your best self. Now, why is this so important? Because without self-awareness, we're basically just drifting along in life, reacting to external pressures instead of making conscious choices aligned with our values and goals. It's the foundation for building resilience, discipline, and genuine happiness. So buckle up, because today we're going to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate self-awareness like a pro. First off, pay attention to your thoughts. Ever notice how those little voices in your head can sometimes be louder than a rock concert? They shape our reality, influencing our decisions and actions. Start by simply observing them without judgment. What are they saying? Are they positive or negative? Recognizing these patterns is the first step towards taking control of your inner dialogue. Second, tune into your emotions. Feeling stressed, anxious, happy, excited, it's all part of the human experience. But how often do we actually stop to acknowledge and understand these emotions? Learning to identify and label your feelings helps you process them effectively, preventing them from spiraling out of control or dictating your actions. Third, get honest with yourself. We all have strengths and weaknesses, but sometimes it's hard to face those uncomfortable truths about ourselves. But here's the thing. True self-awareness requires a healthy dose of brutal honesty. Identify your limiting beliefs, acknowledge your fears, and don't shy away from areas where you need to grow. Fourth, seek feedback from trusted sources. You know that friend who always gives it to you straight? The one who sees things you might miss? Yeah, those people are gold mines for self-awareness. Ask them for honest feedback about your strengths and weaknesses, and be open to hearing their perspective. It might be tough love at times, but it's ultimately valuable for growth. Finally, make time for reflective practice. This isn't just about sitting in silence and staring blankly at a wall, although that can work too. Reflective practice is about consciously taking time to analyze your experiences, learn from your mistakes, and identify patterns in your behavior. Journaling, meditation, or simply taking a few minutes each day to reflect on your thoughts and feelings can make a huge difference. Okay. Let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, fuming over the wasted time. You start griping about it to everyone around you, feeling increasingly agitated. But hold on, self-awareness kicks in. You recognize that your anger is stemming from a place of frustration and stress. Instead of letting those negative emotions control you, you take a deep breath, put on some calming music, and use the time to catch up on a podcast or listen to an audiobook. You've effectively turned a frustrating situation into an opportunity for personal growth. See what I mean? Self-awareness isn't just about knowing yourself. It's about using that knowledge to navigate life with intention and grace. It's the key to unlocking your full potential, building resilience in the face of challenges, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. So, my friends, take this message to heart. Start paying attention to those little whispers within yourself. Learn to embrace your emotions, and make time for self-reflection. You might be surprised by what you discover about yourself. Trust me, it's a journey worth taking. Remember, you're not just reacting to life, you're shaping it. And with self-awareness as your guide, you can create the kind of life that truly reflects who you are. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.